So the guy now is facing charges for misdemeanor battery for throwing a cheeseburger.
Oh, my God.
I'm hungry. I wish somebody would drive by Cheeseburger Me.
I know.
We said, tell us how old you are, but without using numbers.
Yeah.
And we've had some pretty good responses.
Like, I was saying, it should be illegal to change the layout of Kroger years old.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It gets frustrating when they move things around.
Yeah, it is.
They shouldn't be allowed to do it.
I know. No.
We had a Wendy text in, and she said, Pluto was a planet years old.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's right. It stopped being a planet.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My wife sent one in. Jen said, when Cabbage Patch Kids first came out, my mom had her contact at the Montgomery Ward's catalog warehouse set aside one for her so she could buy it as a Christmas gift years old.
Oh, my God. Just mentioning Montgomery Ward.
Yeah. Oh, man. I know. I saw the last one went out of business in Nashville and all over it. Year
pretty much,
2000.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like they were, I didn't know they made it that long.
Yeah. I went Christmas shopping while being yelled at by Tex the Robot at Hundred Oaks Mall years old.
Oh, wow. I mean, you just have to say, I'm 100 Oaks Mall years old.
Yeah. Before it became a medical
Vanderbilt
facility.
Complex.
Yeah.
I have one. Okay. I'm not in on the cool high school trends anymore years old.
Oh, does that make you sad?
It does make me sad.
What are the kids saying now?
I don't know. 6'7"? That's the only thing I know. And
what the hell does that
mean?
Nobody knows what that means.
No. Nothing.
Even the kids who say it don't know what it means.
The
no,
people
but it's provocative.
It, yeah. They said, 6'7" means nothing.
No. Yeah.
What do you mean it means nothing? It doesn't mean anything.
No.
Yeah.
It's just there to tick people off.
It's just there to confuse the elderly.
Yeah. That's the only thing I know.
Kathy sent us on the app. She said, it doesn't start until 10 p.m. years old.
Oh, my God.
Preach.
Yes.
Preach.
All right. Here's mine. I'm anxious about all the things I have to do, but instead of doing them, I scroll mindlessly on my phone while leaning over the kitchen counter, then get mad at myself for wasting so much time. Years old.
Same.
Yep. I'm the same age as you guys.
Wendy texted in with, I'm Dewey Decimal System years old.
Oh.
Remember that?
I haven't even thought about that in years.
Only librarians understood it. It was like alphabetical order, but more complicated.
Yeah. Right. I honestly couldn't explain it to you, but I know what it is, but I couldn't explain
it
to you.
I'm aware of its existence, but I couldn't tell you how it works.
I couldn't successfully use it to navigate to a book.
But I love it.
I heard of it.
Yeah.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
You know, we noticed this kind of slow news cycle. You know, it's either terrible news or boring things.
Right.
So people are trying to make their own entertainment. I guess somebody just broke the world record for the most fist bumps in 30 seconds. Apparently, the new record is 424 fist bumps.
Whoa.
In how long?
In 30 seconds.
Were they using both hands?
They were using both
hands. Okay, that makes
me
feel better.
So it was doubling it up.
You've got to be like running and everybody's got to be standing in a certain spot. What?
No, you're just standing in the spot and you're like, bop, 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 bop.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So
that's crazy.
It's a lot.
If you want to do that, break that record at home, go for it.
So the Tennessee Titans have fired coach Brian Callahan, who lost 19 of his 23 games as head coach. And some Titans insiders are saying proof that it was solely the decision of Titans owner Amy Adams Strunk was the fact that he was fired early, and then it took 7 hours for the organization to put together a press conference.
Oh, so it was like a quick decision.
They're saying like, okay, if all the executives of the Titans had put it all together, they would have had a plan.
Mm.
But since they were probably told after she did it, go do something and put this together, they had to take a while. So
I'm surprised they weren't preparing for that anyway.
I know. We all knew it was coming.
Yeah.
Right. Like,
whoa.
They should have had a conference room reserved for every Monday.
Yes.
For the last 5 weeks.
Can Amy fire herself? A lot of people think that'd be a really good idea.
I know.
Or just, like, stop being in control of anything.
Right.
Just give the control over to somebody else.
Let somebody who knows
collect
what they're
the
doing.
Money. Yeah. Well, this would be kind of cool. There's a new Tennessee bill that would cut sales tax on labor and service costs. because apparently that money doesn't go to the business or the person providing that labor or service. It goes back to the state. So
really?
Yeah, which whenever I saw that, I was like, okay, you know, it's going to the person. No, they have to like remit that tax to the state.
So like if you have your car fixed and it says this much for this and this much for labor.
And for service.
Part
and
of the labor goes to the state.
All the tax goes to the state.
Tax.
Wow.
Okay. Mm. Yep.
Yeah. So hopefully this bill gets passed, but they're like, well, if we pass that bill, then we have to figure out how to move forward with other revenue.
So basically, we'll give you that. Then. We're going to have to take it away from you somewhere else.
Yeah.
They won't give up the cookie.
No.
That's right.
There's three things you want to know this morning with Woody and Jim. Totally hits. Totally Nashville 93.3 FM.
So, Gina, you're getting hit up by your young relatives?
Yes. My nieces and nephews have continuously hit me up for different fundraising efforts.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot wait to pay my brother back. For it.
Oh, when you have your child.
Oh, yeah. I should have been keeping tally, but it's over probably $200 or $300 at this point.
Oh, wow.
They were the only ones for a while. And so, you know, we don't mind doing it, but.
I'll help you go on the field trip or help your team.
And especially
buy your shirts or whatever.
Yeah, especially if like they get something out of it, you know, if like it's a competition for them.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. But if it's just like raising money for the school, I'm like, okay, here's $10. But and they used to be like really thankful for it, but it's gotten to the point now where I just feel like a bank at this point. Like they don't appreciate it anymore.
They just hold their hand out to you and go,
yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's like an expectation at this point. And like, I mean, I'm really close with my nieces and stuff, and we joke around and like we're really cool, but I got a text message last night from one of them. She's 11 and she's like, will you donate to my fun run? And I was like, dang, I don't even get like a phone call or a voice, like a FaceTime. You just text me now. And no, please either.
Yeah. You need to sell me. You need to woo me.
Yeah. Work with me here. And she was like, oh yeah, sorry. I'll call after practice. And I'm like, no, I'll be in bed at that point, but just send me the info and stuff. And she still hasn't sent it. So it's on her. I'm not going to ask.
That's right.
But
she's got to work a little bit.
Then there's no even like thank you
after.
And they used to be good about it. They would FaceTime me and say thank you. But now the kids these days don't thank anybody.
These kids nowadays.
Kids, I'm that many years old.
You're that many years. Although, like, I don't know. You may have been like this like angelic kid. But I know, like, when I was growing up, I had to be told.
Yeah.
I was an idiot kid.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
But then mom or dad would say, like, you know, you need to thank them.
Right.
You need to do this. And I would do it. So, I don't know. It's on your brothers, sisters, sister-in-laws.
For sure.
Like, yeah, they better raise their kids better.
Cause no,
right
for
now
sure.
They're doing a crappy job.
Yeah. My mom was very, like, always on us about, like, being appreciative and thanking and writing thank you notes and everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And my brother and sister-in-law are not the best.
You know, when I would take my little kids, you know, trick-or-treating, and they wouldn't say thank you, I said, go back up to the door and say thank you.
Yes.
You got to do that.
You
right?
have you know? To. Because, and if, like, roles are reversed, if you have a kid coming to you and they don't thank you, like, okay, that's a brat right there.
Oh, yeah. If they don't say thank you, I yell at them, you're welcome.
Yeah, like, you're welcome. You're welcome for the king-size candy bar.
That's right. Now go ahead and make my house.
Yeah. It's always sarcasm is the solution.
Exactly.
Feeling good, like I should.
Stories like this one kind of remind me why Tennessee is named the Volunteer State.
Mm-hmm.
So last week we had, or what was it, on Friday?
Last week, yeah.
There was a big explosion in Humphreys County. So many lives were lost. It was really devastating. But there's some Nashville chefs that are getting together with relief groups like World Central Kitchen, and they're helping families affected by the explosion by serving hot meals and offering comfort at Compassion Church.
Oh, wow.
Over there.
That's
so,
very cool.
That's a really good thing.
Yeah.
People are going through something terrible. You want to bring them a meal.
Yeah.
It's what we do.
That's
what
we do. We step up and help each other.
Absolutely.
That's great.
There was a rep from World Kitchen, Central Kitchen. She said, the last thing you think of when you're in a fight or flight mode is eating.
Yeah.
Which is
yeah.
so true. Like,
yeah.
your body is just in shock and you don't know what to do. You know, some homes may have been affected. You never know. And so
It's
awesome that people are coming together to support them.
That's very cool. This Mood Boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to wow with locations in Brentwood, Murfreesboro, and Berry Hill. Snake oil. Fun little game where you get two cards, each have one word on it. You have to put those two words together and make it into a product and then sell it QVC style really fast without thinking about it.
Yep. As soon as you discover what it is, you got to start selling.
And
so let's see how good the salespeople we can be.
Yeah, and you can text us 615-553-0933 and let us know who you think won the contest, okay?
Okay.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go.
Okay.
It's Jim.
Jim is going first.
And my two words are photo string.
Ooh.
Okay.
Photo string.
Photo string.
Okay.
In a day of digital pictures on our phones. photo string.
Ready, go!
Ladies and gentlemen, don't you like taking pictures and then going to a store and then coming back 14 hours later to have them developed and turned into a piece of paper? You don't want to touch that paper with your fingers. Hang it by a string.
Oh, nice.
Run through the air and let the pictures float around you. The photo string. Wow, that was a crappy
That
product.
Was an interesting mental picture, though.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it.
You set the scene really well.
You're running with pictures swirling around you in the wind.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
All right, people lining up for that one.
All right.
I can go.
Okay, you want to go next?
Sure.
Okay.
What are your words?
Traffic garbage. Garbage traffic.
Oh, those go together really well.
Yeah.
So hard.
People yell those words.
Oh, yeah.
This traffic is garbage.
All right.
Oh, no.
Ready? Let's
you ready
go.
Sell it to us?
No.
Ready, go.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know. All right. Have you ever been behind a garbage truck and you're just pissed off because they're taking forever getting the garbage? Well, click the garbage traffic button and you can be whisked away and go in front of them. Oh my God.
It's a button that you can
it's a button you
change
can push
space and time.
Be around the garbage truck.
I love that.
I don't know how
you've come up with a transporter that moves us through space and time, but what do we use it for? Just to get around garbage truck.
Just to go about 20 feet ahead of the garbage truck.
How many products do we buy though that are like that?
That's
like,
true. Uh-huh. That's true. Yeah.
Wow, right. That was
it's reasonably priced.
Spectacular.
Horrible.
Okay.
Sorry you had to listen through that.
It was better than mine.
No.
My two words are powder, stool.
Powder, stool.
Or no. Or let's stool. Go stool powder. We're going to do stool powder.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
I'm afraid of what's going to be sold to us now.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you have problems with unsightly stools? And I'm not talking about the kind you would flush, the kind you sit on.
Oh.
Like if you're an elementary school teacher, or maybe you milk cows for a living. You want to sanitize those stools before you sit down with your butt on a fresh stool, and you spray it with new stool powder.
Right.
In a variety of wonderful potpourri flavors.
I love that we finally have reached our cow milking audience.
Yes. Yes.
Because they matter too. Yes.
They do. All right.
Hello, Waverly.
text us and tell us which product you would buy if you were forced to.
Yes.
615-553-0933. Would it be the photo string?
Mm.
The garbage traffic?
Or the stool powder.
You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
Don't forget to text STOP to STOP. Totally Hits 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jim Show. Moments ago, we played Snake Oil. We tried to sell you a bunch of crap. And we let you text us, 615-553-0933, and let us know whose product you would buy. And do we have a winner?
Results are in. It is photo string.
Photo string is the winner.
Somebody's going to buy the photo string where you put pictures on a string and float them around.
See,
I have no idea.
You
I
had no
buy
idea
it.
You had such a wonderful product right there.
I wouldn't buy it.
I wouldn't buy traffic garbage either. So.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
So there is a new number one beer in America, and it has dethroned the former top beer for the last couple of years, Modelo.
Oh, wow.
The new top beer is Michelob Ultra.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Which I haven't bartended much in the last year or so, but leading up to that, it makes total sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of people buy
it. They do a lot of advertising, too. So
Wow.
People are getting scared by the price of Halloween costumes you buy off the rack. I guess things have gone up like over 100% because of Chinese tariffs.
Okay.
Because most of the costumes come from China.
Sure.
You know, and so, yeah. Maybe, you know, do it yourself. Halloween costume this year.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think I'll be doing that. I think I'm going to be a cow and cut a white t-shirt and have my belly be the udders.
Oh, there you go.
That's awesome. Just by my knees. Cheap and easy.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
You need the stool powder for when you're about to milk your cow, which is you.
Well, breaking news in Apple TV, they're dropping the plus from their name.
No.
Yeah, like HBO Max is going to go back to HBO.
Make you just going to be Apple TV. Easier to say with less words.
It's probably easier. I have it. I watch it, and I didn't even know what to call it.
I don't think anyone was calling it Apple TV Plus anyway. But And then also they said that they're going to announce or release the F1 the movie December 12th, so you'll be able to watch that.
Very cool.
Apple
TV. That was a fun movie.
Yeah, there you go.
It's basically Top Gun with race cars.
Ooh.
Same movie.
I know, I want to see it.
Closer to the ground.
Yep.
Top Gun. Totally hits 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jim Show. We put out a challenge for you yesterday to tell us how old you are without using numbers.
Right.
And some of the responses have been pretty funny.
You have come through for us. Yeah. Tell us how many years old you are.
Yeah. One person, Victoria, she said, it's 10 o'clock. Do you know where your children are at years old?
Wow, I remember that. It was like right before the local news. They used to say, do you know where?
That's how it used to be, Gina. It was so crazy that people needed to be reminded they actually had children.
Yeah, right.
Like, you have children, and you should probably know something about them.
Dang.
Heather says, I'm MTV actually played music videos years old.
Yep.
That's been a while.
Yeah. Here's another one along those lines. We had Jesse said, I'm burning CDs for a road trip years old.
Oh.
Yeah.
That brief time in the early 2000s. Yeah.
LimeWire.
Right, yep.
Greg says, I'm printing out directions on MapQuest years old.
Oh, my gosh.
Remember
that?
Before GPS, you had to print it out and just holding it and, you know, trying not to wreck while you're reading the directions.
That's how I started driving.
Yeah.
Was like, and how dangerous was that?
It was.
Right. Talk about distracted.
Oh, my gosh. And how many missed turns. Like, you kind of learn your way around town because of all the missed turns. And
things.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting here trying to, at 10 o'clock at night, drive while holding up a piece of paper that's been printed on our home printer with, like, it's just barely gray
ink. That dot matrix printer.
As it was running out of ink. And I can't read the words.
Wow.
Here's one. I'm making a run to Blockbuster Friday night years old.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I miss that.
When your parents let you go to Blockbuster on Friday, that was a big deal.
Yeah.
That was a big deal.
Will you buy me the $42 candy at the counter at Blockbuster?
Jennifer says, I'm Richard Nixon resigning years old.
That's old.
That's old.
You're old.
You make a lot of noises when you get out of bed in the morning. Years old. From our Eurostone Studios, it's the Woody and Jim Show. Thanks for tuning in. Everybody's still holding their Fire Brian Callahan posters. You got to change it to Fire Mike McCoy.
Is that the guy who
takes
over?
He's the new interim. Interimly fire.
He's the latest guy who's got the difficult job of being the coach of the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah. And he's the offensive coordinator, right?
Or he works the quarterbacks coach in Jacksonville. He also was with the Chargers for a little while.
Yeah.
So he's been around the league a long time.
Right,
We'll be cautiously optimistic, as always.
It's kind of a placeholder.
Yeah.
I hope so.
The real
In the offseason, we'll put somebody in there.
I mean, they need a whole upheaval.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, oh, well, we take this one person out and it'll solve everything.
Right.
No. We need everything.
It's got to be
start
like
from
a
scratch.
Culture of everybody there you know, doing their best and expecting the best of each other. Mm-hmm. And, like, I don't know, you see, like, other cities that have, like, really good organizations around their football team, and they are, like, good year after year for years. Mm-hmm. Like, we need one of those people.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to treat the coaching staff kind of like the midterm elections. Don't reelect anybody. Yeah. We'll see what happens. I guess our old coach, Mike Vrabel, mm-hmm. who's now the coach in New England, they're coming into town Sunday.
And they're pretty good.
And they're pretty good, thanks to him.
I have a feeling he's going to just steamroll the Titans.
That's what people were saying, like, get Callahan out before Mike Vrabel comes in, because it's just going to be,
he would have embarrassed him anyway. Yeah. Like, Mike Vrabel would have just said, like, okay, run up the score.
I don't blame him. I don't blame him for how everything went down. Yeah. So
there'll be some good coaches available at the end of the year.
Yeah, and John Gruden, I guess, is kind of trying to throw his hat in the ring.
I like him.
Me too.
He's crazy. He's fun.
I like him as a guy who comments on stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would want him as our coach.
Yeah.
I think
he did well in Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
And he was with the Raiders for a while.
Yeah, he kind of turned that program around too, because they were kind of nobodies for a little bit, and then got a little jump. But I think we need something new. Like, we need something. There needs to be some sort of spark and
a fire. Yeah, of some sort.
Yes. So there, go fix it.
Here's our advice, because we know everything.
That's right.
It's kind of the sports station, 102.5 The Game.
Right.
Like, they're just on the other side of the wall here.
Sometimes you can hear them yelling through the wall.
Our sister station. You know, one of the personalities there, Paul Kuharsky, who has been a longtime journalist covering the Titans, he had a story not long ago about how a friend of his had gotten a text from the Titans sales team, where he said, like, you know, basically the guy said, I'm going to buy tickets for the new stadium, you know, when you fire Coach Callahan. And the guy sent back, well, we're selling tickets just fine, don't we? Like, it was a real snotty answer.
Sure.
Yeah.
But then that same guy sent him a text back yesterday that said, okay, you got what you wanted. Let's talk about tickets.
Dang.
That was the only reason they fired him, obviously.
Yeah.
Well,
we need this one guy season tickets.
Yeah.
What do we do today?
I've got a board of directors meeting for the nonprofit I work on, and
sexy.
Yeah. But we're having Chick-fil-A, so that's good.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's catered. Tonight, the kids and everybody's coming over to have dinner and watch a movie.
Nice. Very cool. My son, Alex, is engaged to be married, and he says he and his fiance have decided they're going to do a courthouse wedding and just go ahead and legally get it over with.
Yeah.
And then have a ceremony in like a year.
Sure.
So he's telling me he'd love for me to come out to California like end of November for the actual courthouse thing. So that means I have to go look for my passport.
Yeah.
Because I don't have the real ID yet.
And it's going to take a while for you to get it. So.
Yeah. So
start working on it today.
Yeah.
Good move.
Because I don't know where it is. Because I don't know where to put important things. As my girlfriend will tell you over and over.
Jeannie, what do you got going on?
Yeah, I have a couple errands and meetings. And then we're hosting the Bible study tonight through our church.
Yep. Very cool. Mm-hmm. We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning. Woody and Jim, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3.